So to start off, let me introduce our first speaker. Rowena Tamine, she's a member of the Justice for Cusillo campaign, and she's also with a Filipino women's organization in town, Malaya. Rowena.
Thank you. And it's good to see all of this support for the family. So I'm going to read a statement on behalf of the Justice for Custodio Family Campaign Committee, which is a coalition of Filipino community organizations in the South Bay. And what our committee would like to express is our support for Mary Lou, Romel, and Marlo Custodio, family members who experienced racial profiling and police brutality from the San Jose Police Department. Along with the Coalition for Justice and Accountability, we have joined the efforts for genuine justice and are providing community education on racial profiling, knowing your rights, and social justice. The Filipino community condemns the use of excessive force by multiple members of the San Jose Police and is outraged that the family was later arrested to cover up these acts of police brutality. The Filipino community demands that the charges against the Custodio family be dropped and that the offending officers be charged for their brutalization of the custodios. This attack on the Filipino community is just one contemporary example of a long history of racial discrimination against Filipinos and other people of color in the United States. It was just a few years ago that there was a racially motivated mass firing of Filipino airport screeners after 9/11, and now Filipino immigrants are in fear of deportation and detention due to the outrageous ICE raids. We as a community unite in justice for the victims of racial profiling, police brutality, and we as a community must demand real civilian oversight and San Jose Police accountability. Thank you.
Thank you, Rowena. Next up is attorney Richard Honda. He's with the Coalition for Justice and Accountability in town, as well as a lawyer with Asian Law Alliance. Richard?
I'm Richard Honda with the Coalition for Justice and Accountability and also the Asian Law Alliance. And we're here to stand in solidarity with the Custodio family. We believe that this is a situation where there was excessive force used by the San Jose Police Department. We believe that this is a case where the district attorney needs to drop the charges. We believe that this is a case where the district attorney needs to file charges against the officers who used excessive force. Tasers were employed in this situation. The coalition has called for the banning of tasers because they are weapons of torture. They are used to hurt and injure people. That is the case in this situation. Tasers were used, tasers hurt and injure people. Again, we call for the district attorney to drop the charges against the custodians. Thank you.